Matt Greenwood back with you in the KJS studio. KJS Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's. Tasty breakfast fast where your Egg McMuffin is always made with a freshly cracked egg. Another great reason to wake up to the favorites you love. Well, it's been 3 weeks. 3 weeks of talking to athletic directors Tuesday through Friday, getting the scoop on the upcoming 2019-20 sports seasons for the respective schools. And, well, we're happy to wrap things up with Ken Jones of Crystal City. And, man, that means we're just 2 weeks away from the beginning of the school year. And then, of course, football kicking off our fall season on air, at least, on August 30th. And so we're here to talk to Ken Jones, athletic director for Crystal City, about kind of what's ahead. Always an exciting time of year, Ken.
It's a busy time of the year, that's for sure. Just getting ready for it all to kick off here and getting things prepared and ready to go. It's kind of the crazy before the storm.
It's actually kind of interesting that you put crazy and storm in that phrase there, because that segues right into the situation. I think we'll just start it off with talking about the football field and the flooding issues that have been going on. It's been something that everyone, as you mentioned beforehand, kind of talks about, kind of thinks about when it comes to Crystal City. So why don't we address that and kind of what the update is there?
Well, we've started some cleanup process. Over the summer, we've kind of been working a few evenings, got several volunteers kind of helping me, and we've actually started all the way up at the top, up in the entrance this year, of cleaning the concrete. We've been power washing, and we're doing the whole stadium this year, which I've been told has been a very long time since that's been done, and so it's looking real good. We're a little over halfway done with all that, kind of working our way down to the flood area. The water's been off, I'd say, I guess, about 2 weeks now, and we're kind of moving forward with that, and I'm hoping here in the next week or two to be done with the stadium, done with basically refurbishing the concession stand. And next week we're gonna start looking into the football field. We have some companies coming to look at it. We're going to do a trial run on a cleanup to see which process is going to work best, and go from there.
All right, very well. So spirits are okay, though, at Crystal City with all this happening to you guys?
You know, I'm optimistic. I'm very optimistic, and I'm going to stay optimistic as long as I can, and there's reason to be right now. So we haven't hit any hurdles that we can't get over just yet. If we were doing this interview another week, 2 weeks down the road from now, I'd have even more answers for you. Today I went down there and fired up the stadium lights for the first time since the flood, and every single one of them worked, no issues whatsoever. PA system's working just fine. All good news so far. But we still have some hurdles to jump over, and like I said, next week will be next week's going to be a big week where I get a lot more answers of what's fixable and what's not broken, and hopefully we'll get this thing up and running. I've gone ahead and kind of scheduled the whole season, both junior high and varsity football, at other locations for our home games, with the hope that maybe we'll get this fixed and we can, cancel those reservations at other places and get back to, Dr. J.J. Comerford Field, hopefully.
Yeah, we certainly hope that as well. And, such a pain for you guys to go through, I think everyone absolutely hates that you guys are going through this as a school district, that the football players, they can't even practice, on their own football field, which is something that kind of sucks about the whole process. So where have the football players been kind of practicing?
Well, it's aggravating, and it's not to our advantage, but this has happened to Crystal City before I was ever even born. So they've been dealing with this and with the floods and where that football field is. I know for sure since I think the 1950s. So they'll be practicing the football out there on the baseball field like we always have. And we're going to make the best of it. And Coach Fox has those boys getting to work. And, they're not going to use it as an excuse. They're out there. They've had their camps out there. We've painted that outfield, and you can get about 60-70 full yards if you do it just right. And, you know, they're still going to get after it. And then hopefully we'll get them back down there on their field as soon as possible. But, you know, once again, I think I'm going to know a whole lot more in the next couple weeks.
All right, great. Glad for the update there. Thankful for the update as well.
You bet.
And I guess just to maybe a couple of thoughts on it, homecoming, that obviously puts mm-hmm. things kind of in a weird spot as of today, but you think in 2 weeks maybe there's a clearer picture on what can be done with that?
Well, right. You know, we're homecoming this year, I believe off the top of my head, is October the 11th, and it's against Herculaneum. And, you know, I've reached out to all these schools. Right now, because Herculaneum's so close, it only makes sense for us to, you know, because the date for homecoming was, you know, set when the flood was first starting. You got to kind of start figuring that stuff out in the spring a little bit. So now Herculaneum knows, and then right now we're going to play our homecoming at Herculaneum. And then if we get lucky and can bring it back to Crystal, we're going to.
All right, good deal. Dan Fox was hired for his first year as the football head coach for last season. Mm-hmm. You're, as we wrap up the football conversation, just your thoughts on kind of how things are going with him in Crystal City.
No, we're fortunate to have him. He's a hardworking man, and he's got his shot to be a head football coach here at Crystal, and he did a fine job last year. He's an outstanding strength and conditioning coach, which benefits the whole school district. You know, I look for good things from him from year two, but you know we want to get him and the boys back down on their field, but they put in the time. He had them kids working out, and when I say strength and get it in conditioning, it's fun to watch because it's not just lifting weights. I mean, he's got them doing a lot of conditioning and drills that hopefully will build endurance and keep them healthy, you know, and make it through a whole season. And he knows what he's doing with it. So we're glad to have him. He did a fine job this summer.
All right, good deal. Let's talk about volleyball. Laura Helwig still going to be coaching that up?
Yeah, Laura, and I don't, you know, ever want to, you know, pencil her in and make it official, you know, official. But this very well, I believe, is going to be Laura's last year. She's been a longtime volleyball coach at Crystal City, and of course, you know, if she ever changes her mind, we'd love to, you know, sit down and talk with her and keep her. But she's, you know, about ready to move into retirement. So as of right now, this is going to be her last season for us. Longtime veteran coach, and does a great job with the girls. And you know, they just like every school, they've been out. They did their camps. They did their, you know, their little tournaments and such and leagues over the summer. And she's going to have them ready. And you know, it's kind of, I've kind of watched her a little bit, you know, at a few things this summer, and she hasn't slowed down. She's still in there getting after them, and she still seems really excited about it, and that's great to see. So I'm expecting good things from our volleyball team.
Yeah, and, you know, if this winds up being her last year, you know, it's extra motivation for the athletes to want to do some special things for her, you know, whether it's make a T-shirt for her and have a T-shirt night for you guys, or, I don't know, maybe wear sneakers with her name, you know, her name penciled in or something like that. Is there anything like that could be potentially done for her?
You know, we hadn't really talked about it, but, you know, I like that you bring the fact that maybe if the girls, and I don't even know how many of the girls know that, it should be a special year for her, and we'll definitely do something at some point during the school year for her, because she is she's posted a lot of wins over there at Crystal City in all her time, and definitely something we ought to do.
All right, good deal. If there's any special game that comes up where you're doing an honoring of her, let us know, okay?
We'll do, absolutely.
All right, good deal. That is Crystal City volleyball we're talking about. Ballpark figure, Ken, how long has Coach Helwig been there?
She's at 20 years or just a little bit over 20 years, okay, at Crystal City. And then she also did a few other years I believe she was at Herculaneum for just a little bit. And also, I believe, visitation. Yeah. Don't hold me to that, but she has a long time in coaching volleyball and been very successful coach.
All right, good deal. Well, best of luck to her and your volleyball team this year. We're speaking to Ken Jones, athletic director for Crystal City, sticking with our fall sports theme here for our first segment, which carries us into cross country, something that you're very familiar with, Coach.
Yeah, we'll be getting those kids going again. Looking forward to it, and not just for just getting out and I enjoy it. Cross country's a good thing for me as well. You know, the weather starts changing, getting outside, and I like to get out with the kids. And yes, I can't run with them and pace them anymore like I used to a few years ago. And I get heckled quite a bit when I'm out there on my bike, and pushing the kids. But I still enjoy it a whole lot. And myself and Coach Kira Baker, she'll be back with me for a second year this year. We're trying to build that program back up again. You know, it's very cyclical, and some years we have a lot of numbers, some years it's down, and we're on a low end of numbers for the first time in a while at the high school, but we're anticipating some real good junior high numbers this year. So, two more weeks and we'll be out there and getting them going.
Any, or do you know when the first meet is and where it is and all that stuff?
Typically, Saturday, the date will be hard for me to get off the top of my head, but we typically go down to the Jackson Invitational to start the year.
I think that's September 1st.
Probably so. And one of the reasons why is because it, they run a short course. It's the first weekend you can run, and they run by grade level. So instead of getting the kids out there on their first race of the year and making them do 3.1, it's knocked down just a little bit, 2.5, 2.25 for some of the grades, and even less for the junior high. So it's kind of it's a one time a year you don't run a 3.1, and we enjoy it, and you get to see there's a lot of big schools at that race. So the atmosphere of that particular cross-country race is pretty neat, just because it's pretty packed.
All right, very well. I think we covered all the fall sports, unless there's – nope, okay, you're saying we're good on fall. So
that takes care of us for fall.
All right, so cross-country, football, and volleyball. Of course, Laura Helwig, potentially her final year coaching volleyball at Crystal City. So with the talk done on fall sports, let's take a break. Let's catch our breath. Let you catch your breath as well. And we're going to return with Ken Jones, athletic director for Crystal City, talking about the rest of the upcoming 2019-2020 sports year. So again, it's our Jefferson County Athletic Director Summer Series, the final day of it, right here on KJS Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's. Matt Green will back with you on KJF Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's, wrapping up our Jefferson County Athletic Director Summer Series here on KJF Sports Talk. Our final AD that we're talking to this summer, of course, we'll talk again with him throughout the year, of course. But as for now, between now and the beginning of the school year, this is it. So Ken Jones of Crystal City, the AD there, is talking to us. We just got done talking about the fall season coming up, so volleyball, football, and cross country, so drew a blank there. Of course, had some football conversation with regards to the flooding in the football stadium. So you can catch all of that on MIMOinfo.com here in around 6 o'clock this evening. All right, Ken, let's go ahead and transition into the winter. That's of course right after fall, and we got boys and girls basketball. First year head coach Lee Richardson for boys basketball, I assume, is returning, and then you as well are going to take the coaching whistle for girls basketball again.
Yeah, Coach Richardson's coming back. He did a fine job for us last year. I know he is super excited about this upcoming season. We had a good turnout from the few times I stuck my head into boys basketball camps and things. He had good numbers there. And, he has a real nice group coming up from eighth grade. Saw them play a few times. So he's going to have a little depth this year. And if you ask me to start getting the names, it'd be kind of tough for me knowing all the junior high names, but seeing them play and that they were solid ball players. I believe we only had three senior boys, I think it was, on the team last year. So not a lot of loss in the sense of numbers. and the JV was real solid last year. So he's got a pretty good core coming back, and I know they're going to be ready to go.
Yeah, of course. He came up from Lesterville, which is in the middle of nowhere for the most part, and came to coach you guys or coach the boys' basketball team. His son, Drew, I remember him. Was he a senior last year?
No, he'll be a senior this year. He'll be a senior this year. And, I think it's going to have 5-6 seniors on that team this year. So, and you know, typically that bodes well when you got the, you know, those veterans coming out. And I know there's going to be a good core of junior boys on that team. And so, you know, and that's another thing, especially at a small school. If you can, you know, have a team mostly made up of juniors and seniors, you've got something. So, you know, and I've seen him, and with talking with him, he's pretty giddy up, ready to go with this group.
Yeah, still looking for the next Brady DeGear, right?
Oh well, you're always looking for them big tall, you know, basketball players, and the DeGears themselves for a long time were even Brady DeGear's father, all good basketball players at Crystal City, and believe it or not, we actually got a couple more DeGears coming up in the system. I don't know if this group's going to be 6'6" and above, but you'll always take a good 6'6" kid that can play a little basketball.
Yeah, you probably won't know until they're, you know, sophomores or juniors in high school, you know?
Sometimes they show it a little early, but you know what? He's going to have a nice, well-rounded group. He's got some guards. He's got some shooters. I do know Nate Denby does pop into my head as I'm sitting there talking to you, and a kid that can, you know, bang underneath and really, really, you know, get the boards and play a tough game, and he'll be a senior this year. So that's going to be a pretty nice squad to watch.
Yeah, they were competitive last year, too. All right, so girls basketball, what's the scoop there for you?
Well, we have a big turnover. There's no doubt. You know, the two senior girls that we lost last year not only handled the ball for us probably 90% of the time, they took at least 75% of our shots. So we're going to be looking for some young girls that are coming up to step up quickly, and some of these other girls that, you know, are sophomores and juniors that are now going to be juniors and seniors, their games are going to have to elevate a little bit, and it's going to be a transition period. You don't replace girls that were, you know, four-year varsity starters, and the two that we lost, you know, and I kind of wish, you know, it would have been a sense of, you know, one guard, one post, and then maybe, you know, you had another guard returning that had a lot of experience, and we don't have that right now as far as playing time goes. So we're gonna have to have some girls step up. There's no doubt, but we'll get in there and we'll get them going. And we do have a nice freshman group that's come in. And you know, I can always talk girls basketball a little more because the fact with being the coach, they our eighth grade girls won the conference championship last year, and some of those girls are gonna get a shot at cracking the big leagues their first year.
All right, good deal. I think your daughter who's in studio with us, was going to say something, but maybe you covered what she was going to say.
She's just shaking her head, agreeing that you know, she was a seventh grade ball player last year, and she knows how good those eighth grade girls were last year. Gotcha. So she's agreeing that I'm going to need them to help us out next year.
All right, sounds good. Ken Jones, of course, AD at Crystal City, and a girls basketball coach as well as cross country coach. Here on our Jefferson County Athletic Director Summer Series, a little less than 6 minutes to go in our show, Ken, and let's transition into the spring season now. Baseball, you got a new guy, Ricardo Pastrana. Pastrana out the door, enter Brian Weibel.
Yeah, Coach Weibel's going to take over the helm next year, and this is not his, you know, first rodeo. He's a former head coach at Potosi, and he's got a good baseball background, and he was the assistant last year. He's going to be ready to go. The man amazes me with the amount of pitches he can throw at practice every week. He's got one of those arms that just goes, and he's going to need it. And but he's excited. We were actually in last week doing some work with baseball, him and I, and the group had a rough season last year, but they were young. They were really, really young. It's tough, especially in baseball, when you're, you know, we only had a varsity and you're running out mostly freshmen and sophomores, you know, having to play 17, 18-year-old young men all the time. But, you know, they got that experience, and they're all going to be hopefully a little bit bigger, a little bit stronger, and be ready to go as sophomores and juniors this year.
All right, very well. Let's go to track. Micaiah Fells and Emma Shirley, those were the two names that sort of popped off my head for girls track.
Mm-hmm.
Very successful careers for you guys, not just track, but cross country as well. And they're on out the door, though. So what's track looking like this year?
You know, track's looking really good. And I'm going to tell you why is because last year, and when I, you know, these numbers may not always, you know, if you heard this at a larger school, it wouldn't be such a big deal. But we had, I believe, 45, 46 kids come out for junior high track last year. And that's the most we've had in a very long time. And Coach Fox is, you know, he's getting those kids to come out. So between the 45, 46 kids that we had in, you know, in junior high, and then you add the fact that, you know, the girls high school team won a district championship last year. The boys' numbers were up from the previous year, and knowing that Coach Fox is going to, you know, throughout the winter be making sure that every kid knows he wants them on the track team, I look for our numbers to keep increasing and for that particular program to keep heading in the right direction.
Yeah, and that was another new position, wasn't it, Dan Fox? That was his first
last,
year.
Last year
show,
was last his year. First yep. year, and like I said, they had a very nice season, not only with, like I said, increasing the numbers, but anytime you can get a district championship, that's outstanding, and the girls got that last year.
All right, so with that in the books, what are we looking at now? We're looking at boys tennis and golf.
Tennis and golf. We have the same coaches coming back, and you know, with tennis, Mike Osher, and golf, Mr. Massa. Last year was Jacob Massa's first year as golf coach, and we had a nice squad. It was senior heavy, so there's going to be lots of openings on that golf team. But boy, what a sport to play in high school! I mean, if you can't enjoy getting out with and working on playing golf for free, I mean that's a nice thing to do.
That would be awesome.
So you know, he does a fine job with that, and you know, Coach Osher has good numbers on the tennis team, and it's as far as facilities go now. Boy, they've done a lot of work down at the park. So you got new lights, you got new court, new fence all the way around. Really looks sharp over there at the Crystal City Park. So two programs definitely heading in the right direction.
Awesome deal, Ken. I guess with about 2 minutes to go, just you know, your final thoughts on coming into 2019-2020, obviously with a new school year, new enthusiasm and new hopes.
And we have our spring softball too. Our softball's in the spring.
Oh,
at
yes,
Crystal
Erica
City.
Poveronico. Yeah.
Coach Poveronico.
The most difficult name to pronounce.
Coach Poveronico. Yeah, he's got a tough name, but boy, he's a big time softball guy. And if we could just get that girls team on a field to play, and we had so many rainouts last year, and it was tough, and I think they only got about 8-9 games in the whole season. If we could just get the rain to work with us a little bit to where they could get some more games. And he ran a camp this summer, had great numbers for girls softball camp. And once again, lost two or three seniors there, and they were nice softball players. But I know they had several freshmen coming in that are softball players, so I know he's eager to get going with that as well. And you know, as far as Crystal City, we're doing our work. We, you know, the coaches are in there, and we're getting those kids buying into strength and conditioning. And you know, if weather cooperate a little bit and we get a little lucky with getting our you know, and when we talk about the football field, we're talking about that track too.
Mm-hmm.
So we get that cleaned up and fixed up, we'll be just fine.
All right, well, we wish you guys the best of luck in that situation, and coming up for 2019-2020 sports, wish all the athletes good health and good success as well.
Hey, we appreciate it. We appreciate you guys' coverage, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you soon.
All right, sounds good. That is Ken Jones, Athletic Director for Crystal City. That's it for our Jefferson County Athletic Director Summer Series for 2019. Thank you to all of the ADs for coming in or calling me on the phone and having a nice half-hour conversation about the athletes and the schools coming up for 2019-2020.